Okay, we're recording. Mr. Secretary, could you take roll, please?
Okay, I have excused absences for Grace Aaron, Ken Aaron, and Jonathan Alexander. I'm going to start with Marlena Bond. Marlena Bond, present. Sandy Childs. Sandy Childs.
Not here yet.
All right, Roberta Eidman. Here. Roberta Eidman present. Stephen Frantz.
Excuse absence request.
Stephen Frantz excused absence. Jamie Gomez.
Here.
Jamie Gomez present. Jan Goodman. She is present. Stephen Kaiser.
Here.
Stephen Kaiser present. Maggie LaPeak.
Excuse absence request.
Ali Lexa.
Present.
Barbara Marbach.
Present.
We have excused absence for Ishmael Parra.
Here. No, he's here,
oh,
actually.
You're here. Okay. We have excused absence for Reza Poor.
Yes.
Steve Pride.
Here.
Steve Pride present. Dorothy Reich.
Excused absence.
She's requesting an excused absence.
Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay, Dorothy Reich, excused absence. Myla Reason.
Here.
Myla Reason, present. Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Lawrence Reyes, present. Mansoor Sabah.
Hazard.
Mansoor Sabah, present. Lance Simmons.
He's requesting an excused absence.
Excused absence. Fernando Velasquez.
On his way.
He's not here yet.
Okay. And Lisa Wong.
Excuse absence.
And did she request an excuse absence?
Bob,
I didn't get it.
How do you spell your last name?
Macon, like basis.
Okay. Bob Macon?
Yes.
And Bob Macon present.
And Sandy Childs has arrived.
Okay.
Hi, Sandy. From Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, we have quorum with 14 people present.
Thank you.
Can you enunciate the meeting?
This is my wife's birthday, and it is the April 15th meeting of the KPFK Local Station Board. Jamie Gomez, chair, presiding. Okay. So, everyone should have a proposed agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the proposed agenda? Okay. Are there any objections to approving the proposed agenda?
I have a point of information.
Okay. Ms. Reason, what is your point of information?
I'm wondering, are we not going to get any reports from any of our active committees now? I'd like to hear status reports from our various committees.
Okay, there have not been scheduled any committee reports on the agenda. Is there a particular committee that you would like to hear a report from?
Well, I'd like to just add as 3E, status reports on KPFK committees.
Okay, what committee in particular? Because I don't know that anyone's prepared to give a committee report. What committee would you like to hear from?
I'd like to hear from the personnel and committee and the program director search committee.
Okay. Mr. Sabah, are you prepared to do a report for the...
I can do it in 15
yeah.
to 30 seconds.
Okay. So on item E, on item E, we will include a report from personnel program director search committee.
And how about personnel committee as well?
Yeah.
I said personnel. I said item E, we will have a report from the Personnel Program Director Search Committee.
And the personnel,
Program Director Search Committee.
Two committees.
Who's on personnel?
It's okay, yes. We understand. So
Mansoor will make those reports.
Yeah,
Mansoor will. Okay. And I'm going, we will add, you said you could do it in 30 seconds, so I'll add 1 minute to the agenda for that item.
I think it's going to need more than that.
Yeah. We'll add 5 minutes to the agenda, so that'll make it 105 minutes for the meeting. Okay. Any objections to Mr. Reyes?
Yes, I intend to bring a motion for us to go into executive session with the directors that are here in regards to proprietary information that I have a real concern that there has been no executive sessions with the amount of executive sessions that have been held at the PNB level. And I feel that we're getting haphazard information from all over the place, but nothing directly from the directors. So I'd like us to consider going to executive session for that matter.
Okay, so Mr. Reyes has been...
We've got to bring a motion.
Would like to add an executive session to this local station board meeting onto the agenda.
I would like to amend that.
Ms. Goodman would like to amend. Ms. Goodman, please.
I would like to put that as soon on the agenda as possible so that we don't have to inconvenience the public who might come and then have to wait. So I would like to put that executive session right after minutes approval, please.
Okay. We do have some public here, so then that would mean that we would have to kick the public who's here out.
I know, but it would only be at this point two people as opposed to 10 or 15, and since we've had problems...
Okay, I was going to propose placing it on item 5 and make 5A adjourn to executive session. I'm going to ask Lawrence what you would prefer to do since it's your motion, Lawrence.
Well, the motion belongs to the body, Member Goodman.
So the question, Lawrence...
I'm not opposed to the amendment.
So the question, Lawrence, would you prefer to have that executive session at the beginning of the meeting or at the end of the meeting?
Point of order.
Yes, Ismail?
Yes, there was an amendment made, and... Lawrence indicated that he was not opposed to either one. So the amendment is what stands for discussion.
Yeah. Okay. So you're not opposed to having it at the beginning of the meeting?
No.
Okay. So is there anyone who's opposed to having to calling an executive session after... When did you say that was after?
After 1D,
So to add to item 1E to go into executive session.
Correct.
Is there anyone opposed to going into executive session after minutes approval?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Are there any board members opposed to going into executive session after minutes approval? Hearing none, that's been added to the agenda. Are there any objections to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is approved as amended. However, I believe that we need a minute time for the executive session.
No more than 15 minutes.
Okay.
I don't think it'll take
anyone opposed to going into executive session for 15 minutes? Hearing none, we will add that to our minutes for the meeting. Okay. To the agenda, minutes. Yes. Thank you.
129.
Right. Okay. Mr. Kaiser, or anyone else, is anyone opposed to approving the excused absence requests?
And we selectively pick some out.
You should not approve them, ever.
Okay, again, are there any board members who are opposed to excusing, to approving the excused absence requests?
I selectively do not approve of at least one member.
Okay, so I have an objection. Is there anyone? I'm sorry.
I was thinking that we were going to compile a list of excused absent requests for this term and see how many people were taking a very large number of them. And that
already
would be a selective approval. Everybody will have excused absences or unexcused, but there seem to be some people that just don't come.
Yeah.
As a matter of practice. So are we prepared to
take address action? That issue? I think it's time.
Okay. What I heard you say, Mr. Kaiser, is that you would like to vote on the excused absence request individually?
I don't want to make it a lengthy process, but I just would like to nominate one person not be granted excused absence, a person that's been in one meeting out of the last eight, I believe.
Do you want to name that one person?
Dorothy Reich.
Okay. So is there anyone opposed to excusing, to approving the excused absence request for everyone except for Dorothy Reich?
I'm opposed.
Okay.
Take a vote.
I'm opposed to Steve's proposal.
Okay. Let's vote on. Yes.
In order to inform my board, I would like to know what reason Ms. Wright has for not being here today.
She said she was ill.
Okay. Thank you.
May I add to that that she said that she will not come to meetings at the Peace Center and has not?
She said she would, though. She rescinded that.
Yeah,
she would.
She rescinded that. She would.
No, that's a game she plays.
Okay.
And she should be advised.
Bella, please. Thank you. So we're going to vote. I think we can take a hand vote, unless a roll call vote is called for, on approving all excused absence requests except for Dorothy Reich?
I don't know. Well, wait a minute. And then we're going to vote on Dorothy Reich individually, right?
Correct.
Okay. Why don't we vote on Dorothy Reich first and then vote on everybody?
Because that's not the way the motion was worded.
Jamie, do we have counts on other people? For example, Lisa Wong, Maggie LaPique, a few others.
Yes,
and
we
Maggie
do.
Has many obligations tied to the station, so that's
yes,
a very
do.
Different situation. Then
you should not have Ryan.
But we have a motion on the floor that we need to vote on. So, okay, let me repeat the motion. The motion is, excuse me, please don't interrupt me while I'm talking because it just confuses me and then I lose my train of thought and I don't know where I'm at, okay? So, as I was trying to explain for the benefit of our board members who were confused on what we're voting on, we are voting to approve the excused absence requests for everyone that has requested an excused absence, except for Dorothy Wright, because that was what Mr. Kaiser desired.
Sure.
So,
again,
excuse me.
We're in the middle of a vote.
No. We're not.
Yes, we are.
We
are voting. Mr. Secretary, please take the vote. You are out of order.
All those in favor of approving all of the excused absences except for Dorothy Reich, please raise your hand and keep it up.
Why is she being singled out?
So we're going to vote on her next.
So many of them.
And we're going to vote on her excused absence next. Stephen, are you voting?
I approve everybody.
He's not raising his hand.
Okay, all right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 voting yes to approve the excused absences except Dorothy Reich. All those opposed to approving the excused absences except Dorothy Reich?
You guys are
one,
voting against
two,
approving
three.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
All those abstaining? All right, so we have 7 in favor, 3 against, and 4 abstaining.
Okay, approved absences except for Dorothy Reich have been approved. Now, Mr. Secretary, if we can take the vote to approve. Or
yes, you do need discussion before voting.
Excuse me, public. It's not your turn yet. Thank you.
Point of information.
So we could have 2-4 and 2 against if we would like. It sounds like we would like. Who would like to go for?
For what?
For excusing Dorothy Reich.
Okay.
I have 4 is my reason. Anyone else would like to speak for? I have Roberta Eidman.
I want to be on the against.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'll be.
You'll be. Do you want 4 or against?
4.
Okay. Anyone else against? Anyone like to speak against approving the excused absence for Dorothy Reich?
What's your idea, Steve?
Steve?
No, I don't want to square off against her.
Okay, okay.
I don't want to be depicted like that. I think we need standards.
Okay. So, Myla, please, you have the floor.
Okay, listen.
I think that.
Excuse me, Bella.
Okay, I think that this whole is that this is all procedurally improper.
It isn't.
I think that what we need to do is to refer this matter to the Governance Committee. Roberta Eidman brought up an important point, which is that we need to just take a look at all of the excused absences
right.
for all of the members and make a determination rather than doing this on an individual level and singling out one individual. I happen to know Dorothy well. I know that she's been extremely ill this year and that she was, I talked to her this morning and she was sick. So the idea that she's not here because she's made some statement in the past about not wanting to be confronted by all of the wild things that sometimes happen here at the Peace Center is not actually the reason that she's not here. She was going to try to be here today, and she is not well. Thank you.
Okay, are you done?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Eidman?
What I'm saying has really nothing specific to do with Dorothy Reich more than anybody else that is named. I have looked at the bylaws. Yes, there's supposed to be 3, I think, excused absences, but there's no, and if not, this happens. They're simply saying you get to have these, but there's no discussion of what any station should do henceforth. And rather than get into some sort of meh contest about, well, so-and-so's really sick, or so-and-so's really out of town, or so-and-so really cares, but they couldn't be here today, and they're so-and-so's afraid to come to this place. This isn't the most fun being in this gathering, let's face it. But, you know, why don't we take some time to treat all of us equally and have some great standard discussion as to what are the grounds for an excused absence? Very general, out of town, you know, other things like that. And after a certain point, anyone, whether it be the chair, me, you, if we exceed a certain number, whether you're a staff person or whatever, it's just not making sense for you to have a board seat where we vote on things. So I'm going to abstain on everything now because we're not doing it in an even-handed, rational way with a understanding of what would happen. We can make a local policy on asking a person who's exceeded X number of things to consider resigning, and if they choose to stay, they can talk to the board and then come back the next month. But, you know, at a certain point, we got to play across the board, not just somebody's idea of who's got a valid excuse versus a non-valid excuse. I don't care. We need participating members.
Exactly. Okay. You're done, Ms. Heidman?
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Goodman?
Actually, I want to, in terms of being, quote, in favor of excusing Dorothy Reich, I don't have anything more to say than Dorothy said. However, I do want to inform the LSB that here, should I be holding this? I'm sorry. I do want to inform the LSB that the PNB did pass a resolution that said that if people were out of town or could not attend the PNB for health reasons, that they could, attend via telephone. And perhaps this would solve the problem to some extent. I know that when I'm really sick, really, really horribly sick, I can't even deal with a meeting by phone. But sometimes, I don't feel well enough to drive or to drive a long way, but maybe I could be on the phone. So I think that this is something else that we should be making available to our members if they're ill, and maybe that way they could participate. And I second the motion of having a larger discussion about attendance.
Okay. I don't think there was a motion made to have a larger discussion on attendance right now. But that did come up it was spoken about in Ms. Eidman's comments, but I don't believe we have that motion on the floor. There is another motion on the floor.
Make the motion. Darn.
At the earliest procedurally correct moment, I would like to make a motion that we have a larger discussion about attendance, who's attended, who hasn't attended, what are the reasons, and to make some, so that we can make some informed decisions. And to put that on next month's agenda. And I think it's probably not appropriate to put it on the, to have a vote on this right now in the middle of what we're doing now. But I would make that motion, and I would also make the motion to postpone the issue of Dorothy Reich's attendance until after that discussion has been had. And I do think that is an appropriate motion.
I believe that motion's out of order. We have a motion.
I would like to
challenge the ruling
of the chair at this time.
Second.
And I'm going to request that your motion for a more thorough discussion of attendance that you would like to be held at our next local station board meeting, if you could please email that motion to the governance chair, Ms. Barbara Marbach, so that we can discuss it at our next governance meeting. The ruling of the chair has been called. We will take a vote on the ruling of the chair on ruling Jan's motion as being out of order, that motion being to postpone the vote on excused absence for Dorothy Reich at this meeting until after we have the discussion on attendance at our next meeting. So a vote yes will be, one moment, you don't have the floor yet. A vote yes will be to uphold the ruling of the chair that Ms. Goodman's motion's out of order. A vote no will be to allow Ms. Goodman's motion and to cut through the red tape or bureaucracy of this. Mr. Velasquez has just arrived. Mr. Secretary, if you could note that. To facilitate, streamline things, if the ruling of the chair is not upheld, then we don't need to vote on the approving the excused absence request for Dorothy Reich, because I will just assume that we don't need to have another vote on that, and we'll just do it next meeting.
Point of information.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Okay. I have a point of information over here from Ms. Reason.
My question is, since the first vote didn't include Dorothy, if we don't vote on excusing her, does that mean that she doesn't automatically will not receive an excused absence?
No, he just said it would be postponed until.
But.
No, it means that we'll vote on it now.
Ms. Wright does not have an excused absence approval at this point, so the vote to uphold the ruling of the chair is to vote on whether or not we're going to give Dorothy, approve an excused absence for Dorothy Reich at this meeting, or if that, and if my ruling is not upheld, we will postpone that vote until next meeting.
Right.
Yes, it is. I agree, Ms. Reason. Did everyone get that for the record? Ms. Myla Reason said this is so fucked. Okay.
Okay.
So a yes vote is to uphold the ruling of the chair. A no vote is to not. And we're going to take a hand vote.
Okay. All those in favor of upholding the ruling of the chair and having a subsequent vote for an excused absence of Dorothy Reason.
Wait a minute. Upholding the ruling of the chair means that we're going to vote on Dorothy Reich's absence right now.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
That's what he said, right. Yes.
No, that's not what he said.
That's what I said.
That's what he said.
Please don't.
Okay.
I will repeat it. All those in favor of upholding the ruling of the chair and having a subsequent vote today on Dorothy Reich's excused absence, please raise your hand and keep it up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All those opposed, please raise your hand and keep your hand up. 1. All those abstaining? 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, Mr. Chairman, we have 10 in favor, 1 opposed, and 4 abstaining.
Okay, the ruling of the chair has been upheld, so we will move to the vote to approve the excused absence request for Dorothy Reich. A yes will be to approve the excused absence request. A no will be to not approve the excused absence request.
All those voting to approve Dorothy Reich's excused absence request, please raise your hand and keep them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All those opposed, please raise your hand and keep it up. No opposed. All those abstaining? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we have 6 in favor, or 9 in favor, 0 opposed, and 6 abstaining.
Okay, so the approved, the excused absence request for Dorothy Reich has been approved. Thank you. Everyone should have received a copy of the minutes. Mr. Velasquez, you might not have yet received. He has the documents. Excellent. Okay. Is there any? Can I have a motion to approve the minutes from last meeting?
I move so.
Okay. Are there any objections to approving the minutes from March's meeting? Here, I have an objection, Mr. Reyes.
I stated in the motion to.
Microphone, please.
In the motion to that I made towards the director that was present, that motion was to admonish the director for being abstinent in regards to providing information for the LSB.
Are you eating?
I'm sorry, I did not hear you.
Okay. So the motion that I made in regards to the director that was present, the only one that was present the last meeting, was to admonish him for not even making an attempt to provide any information and refusing to go into executive session so he could be more candid in regard to that information. So
we had a vote to go into executive session, and that
right, but that. That's separate from.
So that wasn't up. That no. Was not up to the director.
Right.
To go into executive session.
But my motion was to admonish the director, and for it to be noted in
okay,
the minutes.
Okay. What item would that be on the minutes there? Would that be like under 3B?
C.
Mr. Reyes asked that it be noted yes. That Mr. Sabah did not respond to requests for information about what legal issues are being discussed. So that was included there?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. So is there anything wrong with what was written there?
It was an admonishment. It wasn't really just stating that Mr. Sabat didn't provide any information. He was completely abstinent and kept stating that everything was held in closed session.
So if we rewrote it, Mr. Reyes asked that Mr. Sabat be admonished for not responding to requests, would that... Excuse me, please. Don't confuse me. That's too easy at my age, okay? So, Mr. Secretary, we would like to amend the minutes to read, Mr. Reyes asked that Mr. Sabat be admonished.
We're not willing to go into closed session to disclose.
For not responding to requests for information about what legal issues are being discussed.
Okay.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, are there any objections to Mr. Sabat?
I do object.
Okay. So we're going to vote on.
You're right.
Now, Mr. Sabat was not admonished, but Mr. Reyes did request that Mr. Sabat be admonished, and that can be reflected in the record. So we are going to vote, since there is an objection to approving the minutes. Mr. Sabat objected to approving the minutes. We are going to vote on approving the minutes as amended by Mr. Reyes.
Mr. Lawrence Reyes who objected to approving the meetings, not Mr. Sabat.
We're going to vote on the amendment. Thank you. Can we vote on Mr. Reyes' amendment?
Closed session was omitted. That should be reflected. Was a closed session.
Do I get a 15-second chance to respond or no? Or it doesn't matter?
Yeah, sure. Mr. Sabat, if you would like to respond.
Sure. I provided all the necessary information that I was able and allowed to because we had closed sessions meetings. That's what closed sessions meetings are. You confidential information. That's it.
You provided zero.
That's it. I'm done.
Chair is
there.
That's the whole reason I objected, because that's all he said. He didn't provide any information. And when I asked the director if he would be willing to go into closed session to provide that information, he said no. So, I mean, I'm not trying to beat the director up. I'm just trying to get information that has been lacking from the PMB now for months.
That's right, and what we voted on the minutes today is to have an executive session closed, but we would be updated.
Right.
So do we really want to waste our time going back and forth last time?
No.
Okay. Mansoor?
I had nothing to do with whether we went to a closed session or not. The body decided not to go to a closed session. That's it.
Okay.
It's not me.
Can we move forward now, please?
But it has to be reflected in the minutes.
We're taking a vote.
So the vote is to revise the March minutes, section 3B, to say Mr. Reyes asked that Mr. Sabat be admonished for not responding. Admonished for not responding for information, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And
the
point of information,
you
know, the blah, 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 needs to be stated.
Point of information.
Yeah. Was Mr. Reyes's request made as a motion or just a comment? Because motions need to be reflected in the minutes, but miscellaneous comments, proposals, ideas do not need to be reflected in the minutes.
Mr. Reyes requested that it be noted in the minutes. It was not a motion, and we agreed to note it in the minutes. Yes.
Last week?
Yeah. Yes.
Last month.
Okay. So if it was, all right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so we're going to take a vote on... Yes, Ms. Reason, your point of information.
Just as you were coming into the room, our secretary said that that Lawrence Reyes requested that that Mr. Sabah be admonished, but what I didn't hear was that request was not fulfilled.
Okay, so
he was not admonished.
Let me clarify.
He requested that it be noted in the minutes.
Right.
So it wasn't a motion.
Right. I understand. Okay. So what the minutes will reflect is that he requested the admonishment, but we will not note the result of that request.
The admonishment was not made. So he requested that it be noted in the minutes. He asked that his request that Mr. Sabah be admonished be noted in the minutes, but no admonishment was made.
So that final part will also be reflected in the minutes.
It's reflected in this recording of this meeting.
No, but in the written minutes. And she's not being acknowledged for what she's asking.
Thank you, Bella, for helping to clarify things for us. But you're just confusing me more, so please don't. Because I think I can handle this without your help. Thank you. Thank you, Bella. Let me proceed without your help. And I'll try to answer Myla's question as best I can. Okay? Now. You need to give me a second to clear my mind so that I can respond. What I asked Mr. Reyes to be, so far as what his agreement was to be reflected in the minutes that we're voting on right now, to clarify for everyone, so that you'll know what will be reflected in the minutes. So you can either object to that or not. Okay. Let's see. Mr. Reyes asked that it be noted. Let me read that again. Mr. Reyes asked that... Mr. Reyes asked that it be noted that he requested that Mr. Sabah be admonished for not responding for information about what legal issues are being discussed. No admonishment was made by the board.
In closed session.
Okay, Bella, you're confusing me because...
Don't waste the time,
yeah,
Bella.
Yeah.
Just ignore her.
I think that we need to vote on
the wording that you just said.
On the amendment that Mr. Reyes would like to make on the minutes. Mr. Secretary, if we could take that vote.
Okay. All those in favor of revising the March minutes, Section 3B, to state Mr. Reyes asked that it be noted that he requested that Mr. Sabah be admonished for not responding for information about what legal issues are being discussed. No admonishment was made by the board. Please raise your hand and keep them up.
In closed session.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All those abstaining? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Mr. Chairman, we have 5 opposed, 5 for, and 5 abstaining.
That is just perfect.
So the amendment does not pass according to Ms. Goodman.
He has a point of information.
Yes, Mr. Macon.
No, thank you for the effort of addressing this. So what falls back, the fallback is what's in the minutes already. That will not be removed. Okay.
There's nothing in the minutes.
The amendment of Mr. Reyes failed.
Can we approve the minutes?
Can we approve the minutes without objection at this point? I have a motion for that. Is there any objection to approving the minutes as written? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. Thank you. We have an item added to the agenda at this point of going into executive session. I would like to ask that the board consider allowing the public comments to go before we go into executive session.
Yes,
Mr. Lexa.
Are you saying that you're moving public comments item number 2 from the agenda up to...
up before we break for executive session.
So then we wouldn't have another public comment after that.
Yes,
well,
there is
public
one.
Comments too on item 4.
I meant item 4, but not a third one.
Right, that is correct.
I object.
Okay, so...
approve the agenda.
So the agenda has already been approved, but I think that we should honor the public that's here to make public comments before we go into executive session. Bella, please don't take the microphone yet. Okay, we have to vote on this.
I thought you.
No, I can't. I have to get. There was an objection to that motion, so we're going to have to vote on it.
Okay, discussion.
What's on the table, sir?
Discussion.
Okay. To switch item 1E and item 2 to allow for public comments
now
before we go into executive session. And there's an objection to that. I don't know if as chair I can make that motion. Would like somebody else like to make that motion?
That's correct. You cannot.
And if nobody wants to make that motion, it will die for lack of being made. Okay. Yes, Lawrence?
I'd like to so do what you repeat, what you
okay,
stated.
So Mr. Reyes has made a motion to move the public comments up on the agenda. And there are some objections. So
is there a second?
Is there a second? There is a second for Mr. Velasquez. Thank you. Do we really need to have public discussion on this, or can we just move to the vote?
Move to the vote.
Okay, Mr. Secretary, let's take a vote on that.
All those in favor of moving the public discussion to ahead of the executive session, please raise your hands. Public comments before executive session, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3.
You
had
it twice. No,
no,
sorry.
All right. 1, 2. All those abstaining?
One
abstain.
Okay, so we will take time for public comments now. Thank you. Bella, go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. First of all, excused absences should not be catered, should not be mistreated. It should be dealt with head on. And I notice that this board, as other boards, continues to ignore the issue of absences, continued absences. There are many excuses. You can tolerate 3. That's the rule. Then you take an action. You don't have to go into executive session. You don't have to send memos. You take action. People are waiting to serve on the board, duly so. So those people should not be prevented from doing so because people here that were voted to participate and perform an action important do not care about it. So take an action, and you cannot continue to keep postponing this issue. The other thing is that Dorothy Reich should not be sectioned in like one person. This is an endemic situation. How much more discussion do you need? Okay. Right now, this executive session is ridiculous. When you come back, we have got to talk about what you discussed.
Thank you, Bella, for your participation. Mr. Gary, you're up.
Hi, my name is John, KPFK listener sponsor. I don't believe the bylaws provides for a limit on excused absences. I think if you try to draft motions placing a limit on excused absences,
the motion was made.
I think that would be subject to a challenge. I think an attempt to create such a thing happened in the past, and I think it might have been reversed.
No,
so
it was never reversed. It's three well, times.
So be cautious if you do. Attending a meeting by a phone sounds really difficult because everyone here would have to be mic'd perfectly.
Right.
And also, the voice of the person on the phone would have to be amplified so you could all hear it, and also all votes would have to be roll call votes, because you can't do a hand vote with someone on a phone.
That's right.
So if you've ever listened to a PNB meeting, you know how hard it is to get votes done. So I don't know. Be very careful about rewriting the minutes. With all due respect to Lawrence Reyes, with all highest respect, if he didn't use the word admonish in his original motion, it should not be included in the rewrite of the motion now. That's just my personal opinion, okay? Just as wordy. So Secretary's job is to record motions as they were spoken at the time. You can't change the sense of a motion afterwards. That's why when I was a secretary, I read a motion, I always reread it back so that the wording was acceptable to the maker of the motion. So I'd be very, so with all due highest respect, I would not rewrite, be careful about rewriting a motion.
Time's up.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gary. Not during public comment.
No, I just want to know the time.
I am.
Okay.
Yes, sir,
Bill?
Please go right ahead.
Bill.
Should I take this?
Yes. Bill Eisen.
My name is Bill Eisen. I sent the board a copy of a letter that I had emailed to FJC, the lender, on the edge, raising a lot of questions about the legality of the loan to Pacifica. So, and I asked in my email if anybody has a copy of the loan agreement, because there's a lot of confusion misunderstandings, I think, about just what this loan agreement actually entails and what's inside, or what it does. And so the only way I can understand it really is to take a look at the actual loan agreement myself. And so if anybody here has a copy, I'd really appreciate it actually letting me copy it or emailing it. I understand it's about 150 pages, so it's a kind of a lengthy document. And the general counsel, I think, has said that he doesn't have enough time to really evaluate it. So I'd like to take a look at it. I'm kind of retired, and I have plenty of time. I have the time to look at it and evaluate it. So I'd like to do it for myself. And I don't know if anybody knows how to get a copy. I'm assuming that everybody here probably may not have a copy, but if you know how I can acquire it without having to go through a Freedom of Information Act request to try to get it. So, I'll try to do whatever I can. So if anybody has any comment on that, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Hoffman, Kim, welcome.
Thank you, Bill.
Hi, Mayor. I'm here because I was put on the agenda, and I thought I better show up and see what was being said about me. And let me speak for myself. I've heard about whatever Bill has done, and I just want to, he wasn't in contact with me, so
he
did it all his own. my understanding is that the chair said that they didn't want to release the documents because she was...
Okay, there's too much cross-talking here. Let's respect the public while they're talking.
Can we hear... I'm sorry, can you start from the top?
No, I can't stop from
okay.
the top. My
yeah, left. Let's not have cross-talk. Thank you, Kim.
Just be
Please
quiet,
continue.
Y'all. And the chair said that she didn't think it had to be released publicly, and they were afraid that they could get sued if it was... released publicly. That's just what she said. I'm just repeating it. I have no idea. I challenge that opinion, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I would challenge it, too.
You could, I mean, there's a lot that's unknown here. If you're going into closed session, my question is, who said that Pacifica could even qualify in 6 months with getting their financial documents in order? That's my big question. Nobody seems to know. They said, oh, yeah, in 6 months we'll have two audits done, we'll have two pension audits finished. We'll have all the money to pay up the pension monies owed in 6 months. I'd like to know who said that they could do that and who signed off on that. So, I don't know. That's it for now until the second session.
Thank you, Kim, for your participation. Are there any other public comments at this time?
This is more than participation. This is, you know, trying to explain to people what's actually going on here, because nobody seems to understand or really care. Thank you, Bella. And it's very dispiriting. This is a huge, huge encumbrance. It's a loan that is $3.7 million. With interest, it's over $4.5 million. Pacifica's operating budget is $11.6 million. And there's no plan to pay it back. This needs some explaining. A lot of explaining.
Thank you for your explanation, Kim. Are there any other public comments? Absolutely, Bella. We would love to hear them.
I appreciate that. I appreciate Kim covering this area. 15 minutes is not going to make it. 50 minutes on your closed session will not make it. And so it was, you know, it was ambitious that you're going to cover a lot of ground, given that we have had no information for so long. But I don't see how you are going to manage in 50 minutes. Okay, so maybe you reconsider that and let us know exactly what's going on. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. Are there any other comments from the public at this time?
Well, how much time is left?
Please, Kim, continue.
So, you know, it's interesting that Myla asked to have committee reports, and nobody here brought up the Finance Committee. What do you know about that? So I'm going to make one, because nobody here seems to know or be interested. So it'll be short. The last financial statement from KPFK's bookkeeper shows that as of the end of January, KPFK was $200,000 in deficit. Okay? I think you all ought to know that. And as of the end of March, they had 70 days of fund drive. That's half a year, 70 days. That's 140 days for the full year. And they went into the February fund drive, $200,000 in deficit. What y'all think about that?
Thank you, Kim. Are there any other comments from the public at this time? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn to closed session at this time.
Motion to adjourn.
Oh, I'm sorry, not adjourn, but a motion to recess to closed session at this time.
Motion to recess to
closed. Is there any objection to recessing to executive session at this time? Hearing none, if I can ask the public to leave the room so that we can go into executive session. Are there any objections to allowing our secretary and general manager to be part of the closed session?
The general manager is part of the
right.
LSB.
Okay. Hearing no objections, it will be so.